Do you know that your spirit is made for the word of God? The more of the word that you speak, causes things will happen spiritually for you. That's why I'm recommending you to God's word. There is power in the word of God. It's a requirement for you to meditate. The evidence of your Christianity is the amount of word in you. What proves that you are a Christian? You are a person full of faith. The devil is not afraid of your shoes. The devil is not afraid of your lip gloss. He's not afraid of your hairstyle. He's afraid of what is inside of you.
You're listening to the Faith Alive broadcast with Pastor Daniel Hammond, Deputy General Overseer of the Tabernacle Worship Center. And now, to today's message.
Reverend Daniel teaches on the theme, Prayer, the Priestly Ministry of the Believer. This series encourages believers to be more prayerful in these times. Proverbs 21:31 says, "The horse is prepared against the day of battle, but safety is of the Lord." Let's listen and be blessed.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
We thank God for this service. Amen.
Amen.
Oh. We are speaking on a very important topic on prayer. We saw prayer also as we continue of the widow with the judge. And we saw clearly how the widow was consistent in her pursuit of justice. And it was wonderful to hear Jesus speak about prayer and speak about the court system.
Amen. And we saw clearly that
there's a reason why he said those things. It made us understand that prayer is very legalistic. And you need to know your word of, you need to know the word of God very well to be able to excel in prayer. The
Bible
says the fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth much. Availeth much. Or it produces much results. So it means that we as children of God, we have something unique that we need to understand that only us can do this unique thing.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And last week we saw in the scriptures, there's a kind of prayer that we are used to. Let's go to the scripture quickly. Holy Spirit, help us.
Mark chapter 4.
Let's start from
verse number 35.
Mark chapter 4 from 35. And the same day, when the evening was come, he saith unto them, "Let us pass over unto the other side."
He said unto them, the saying of Jesus, the sayings of the Spirit, the sayings of the Word of God is for us to use in the time of trouble. He said unto them, "Let us go to the other side." So it means that they will definitely have to land at the other side.
Who
appreciate what I just said?
Amen.
Now, after that, what happened?
And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there were also with him other little ships.
Mm-hmm.
And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full.
Continue.
And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him and say unto him, "Master, carest thou not that we perish?" And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm.
Continue.
And he said unto them, why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith?
Hallelujah. Please take your
Amen.
Seat.
Amen.
Listen to me carefully. It's very funny, but it's serious.
Yes, and so you need some.
In terms of when you read the scriptures,
kind of awesome.
You wonder why should Jesus rebuke them? It was a storm. It was really a storm. Their lives were in danger. Things were going wrong for them. It was a storm. Water entered the boat. It was sinking the ship. And I wonder, Jesus was still sleeping.
Yes, no gusu awada.
Jesus Christ. You know, your level of faith would always influence how you react in the face of a storm.
Amen.
Your posture in the face of a storm will be seen.
Yeah.
How would they see? By how you react. Jesus said, let us go to the other side. His words means that there's no way that storm will sing that
beat.
Who appreciate what I'm saying?
Amen.
Because he said to them, why are you fearful?
It's
like, why did you call me?
I didn't say I'm afraid, man. Amen.
It's very serious. When you read it, you want, I bet it's on the spot. Because if I'm with Jesus, Jesus is here.
Yes,
right by my side.
Oh,
don't you have the Holy Ghost in you?
I
don't have the Spirit of Christ in you. So when you don't you have a right to call upon him? That's what we are used to. What we know is that let's call upon Jesus. What they did was no wrong. For us, it's not wrong. But to him, it's wrong. He said, why are you fearful? How come you don't have faith? Why should he ask them such a question? It's serious. So it means that there are certain things in our lives. He's not expecting us to call him.
Amen.
This is what we must understand. This is where we mostly go wrong. There are cases in our life that we are not supposed to call upon God.
In our
theology or in our religion, we think that it's normal, it's cool.
But
actually, it's a sign of your doubt. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, when you think about it, you want, but prayer is talking to God. But you see, prayer itself, I said, is legalistic. So it means that there are certain situations where you make demand of it. It's not like you're calling upon God. But God will back what you are saying. It's because you are saying what he would have said about that situation.
Amen. Amen.
You are saying what God would have said about that situation. And the results you will get would have been the same if God had said the same thing. Do you understand what I'm saying? What did Jesus say? He said, if anyone will say to this mountain, be thou removed. And be thou cast into the sea. Whosoever. But before he said, have the God kind of faith.
Jesus.
Mark chapter 11. Let's do that quickly.
Amen.
You see, so in the time of trial, God doesn't expect us to be crying. You should have a speaking session.
Amen.
Have a speaking session. We are speaking God's word continuously. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the words of their testimonies. It's their words. That's how they overcame.
They
were not waiting upon God to come and overcome. In fact, when there was a battle in heaven, God was only part of the battle.
Amen.
Okay. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this. Let's come up. Maybe like. This one. This was because of a question that somebody asked. He spoke to a fig tree. When he spoke to the fig tree, he did not wait for the thing to wither. He knew it had withered. So when we were going, he wasn't even paying attention to it.
Oh,
Master, I love you. Sometimes, when you declare and you know what you have said, it has happened. You are no more looking for the solution. You know the solution has happened. So now you are not even worried about the situation. That's where we have to come to.
Amen.
I said, that's where we have to come.
Amen.
And Jesus answered, said unto them, have faith in God. When you change, give me a message. Holy Spirit of God. Jesus was matter of fact. Embrace this God life. Really embrace it. He said, this Amen. God life, this God, what the way said, they have the God people. Kind of faith. Is a type of God's life. That's
Amen.
How God is.
And
I
don't
want to have the God kind of faith. I'm looking for that one. In the original rendering, in the original Greek rendering, it's have the God kind of faith. And the God kind of faith is what? Is that we call it things that be not as though they
Amen.
Were. So it means that, look, our prayer life is not only talking to God. Prayer is also communicating to devils and communicating to mountains and communicating to a friend is saying, I want to use a very good word. You know when you go to court, the system of justice, legalistic, you have gone into judgment and you are communicating what has been communicated against you. So at that point, you're not speaking to God. You are speaking what God would have said. Do you understand what I just said? Is there any word that raises itself against us in judgment?
Yes.
So communicating in judgment is also prayer.
Amen.
Do you understand what I just said? So when Jesus used this scripture, look at what he said. He said that, have faith in God. Then come down. Verse 23. For verily I say unto you. Look, the word verily means that verily. It says, whosoever shall say unto this mountain. After this scripture. Look at the next verse. 24. Therefore I say unto you. What whatsoever you desire. When you pray. What is that when you pray? So in this case, I was speaking to my mountain. I was not really talking to God. I was speaking to my mountain. Then you say, when I pray, I should believe that what I'm saying has happened. So we are used to the kind of prayer where we only. That's what we know in prayer. But it's not so. It's not so. In prayer, you must know what God says about that issue. And if you are talking to God about it, you are not begging Him. You are putting it right. You are putting the situation right. This is where we must understand that that's how many of us go wrong. Can you imagine you have a case? And you have a case. You know your case is right. And you are begging for justice.
Now, patch us as any amount.
You demand for justice. I'm asking, do you beg or you demand?
Amen.
When you go to the police station with an order, Do you demand that they go and do it, or you beg them to do it? And that is why sometimes in our own religious, it's like we think that we are, by being timid and being like low, and we think that God will probably have feeling for us. You know, God will be touched by our pain and our weeping and our crying, and God will move. It's a lie.
Amen.
I said it's a lie. Because if that's it, by now Africa will be rich. Africa will be the first class continent in the world.
Africa, you
go and look at the churches that weep a lot. And compared to churches that only steady. Church that makes a lot of noise. And the church that studies. See the two different things. Big difference.
Amen.
They sweat a lot. They do a lot of gymnastics. They shout. Nothing in the head. Nothing to know. No show. What I'm saying is true. It's very, very true. Even if there are people that God has given revelations of the scriptures, and they are written books based on the word of God to give Christians better understanding. And yet there are a lot of Christians who have not even been introduced to Christian literature. Even to read. I thought about the guy who went to see Bishop Odepo. He has a problem, and the Bishop said, you know what? Go read this book. It was sad. It was like, what? I've come to see you, put oil on me, pray, kneel down, let me pray for you, and then like, you're telling me that I'm going to read a book. That's what we like. We like to shout. The shout without wisdom. No, shouting is very important in the spirit realm. But you are shouting with nothing in the head.
So,
you are shouting for what? I'm asking you a question. What you are asking God to do, why should he do it? And what are you backing to say that he must do it? That's the reason. It's not a good reason. That you see Jesus. Let's face facts. Jesus is God walking on the earth.
Yes, no,
every time Jesus did somebody, there was something, there's a reason for that. There was a cause for it. Do you get the message I'm bringing? Look, some people are telling Jesus, come and heal somebody.
This
is also prayer. And the Bible said that it's because he has built us a synagogue. So you have to do it.
What is
the guy that? The guy has put a scripture.
Amen.
He has built a house.
So
let's go to his house.
Amen.
It's a message. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you believe that you receive them, you shall have them.
Amen.
So you see that in the scripture, the guys who were begging Jesus, said, Jesus, care not that we perish. Don't you care that we are going to die? These guys were very, I can't say, they were grace to have Jesus in the boat. Because Jesus had to still live on to go and die on the cross. If Jesus had walked on the water and left them, they would have. Because they had the ability to stop the storm at that time. But they refused to because their faith was low. What does it tell us? Let's know that prayer really, most of the time, about the things we want from God, it's not really about telling God about it. It's about what God is saying about that situation. And then you will say the same thing.
Amen.
Who appreciate what I just said?
Amen.
You can clap for Jesus.
Amen.
Let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13 quickly.
2 Corinthians 4:13.
Yeah.
2 Corinthians 4 from verse 13. We having the same spirit of faith.
We having the same spirit. We don't have the God kind of faith. So you and me, we have the same kind of faith that God has. We having the same spirit of faith.
So
when Jesus spoke, Jesus believed. He knew that the fig tree withered. He didn't think twice about it. He said, have the same kind of faith. He said, we having the same spirit of faith. So what did he say?
According as it is written.
According, you see, so the faith is coming from a scripture. A source, a word of God. Faith coming by hearing and hearing by what? The word of God. So that having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore I what? Take note of it.
Amen.
In prayer, the proof of your faith is what you say.
Amen.
Many times when people are praying, you see that what they are saying shows that they are doubting. As you're asking God, God, you know what? If you like, you can postpone it. I will understand.
Oh, mercy.
What type of prayer is that?
The empire.
It's like the person is asking God for something.
Oh, be saying I'm hobby.
And because he's always disappointed.
He's
trying to help his mind just in case. The thing doesn't happen because oh God maybe is pushing it further.
Oh, be a nyami otu adi na sheda.
This cannot be prayer. Then you don't know what you are telling God. Do you get my point? Like somebody is praying for his child. You are believing God for your child. What scriptures have you taken hold of?
To
put forth God, I put it to you. You know, God likes that things.
Oh.
We are used to the religious ones. So like, oh God, please. See, he doesn't like those things. He wants you to, he said, come and let's reason together. So it means that, what are you bringing for me to reason? Do you understand the message I'm preaching? Thank you, Holy Spirit of God. He said, we having the same spirit of faith according as I believed, and therefore have I what? Look. Have I spoken? We also believe, and therefore we what?
Amen.
So it means that what has been said, we take it and we say the same thing. So we call it saying the same thing. We are repeating what he said. When you go to the court, all they do is repetition. All they do, look, repetition. They take cases. They cite the examples. And they put it to the judge. That is all. They say the sinner has been said already. That is the precedent. That the justice must be done based on this and that. And it becomes law and statute. And they move on.
Amen.
And they quote the law. They say, quote it the same thing. They quote it.
They quote the same thing. Amen.
What have you been quoting all this while? What have you been quoting? Some of you are quoting, you are singing Twinkle Twinkle Little Stars. As you pray, you are singing like lullaby. You are not praying, you are just singing. That's why prayer is not working. Because we are not praying based on what God said.
Amen.
Do you get my point? We're not praying based on what God said. So we don't even have faith and boldness to even proclaim it. We having the same spirit of faith according as it is written. I believe, therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak.
Amen.
The Bible says, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the words of their testimony. So it means that you too, when you are not speaking, and somebody is speaking against you, judgment will be made against you. And it will be your responsibility.
Amen.
That's what we don't understand. See, that's the word, why should this happen to me?
As
a child of God,
at
the point you are saying that, you should be speaking.
Amen.
You should be saying what God
said.
When in the situation, don't be saying, why should this happen to me? You should take hold of the word and be saying what God said about the situation. But what do you do? It's a time for seeking for sympathy votes. Sympathy votes. Sympathy. You can't change the situation with that.
Amen.
I'm saying you can't change it.
Me say to me fair, no answer,
but what you can change is what?
Ne,
getting hold of God's word on the issue
and
speaking about it. Am I preaching to you?
Amen. Amen.
So, Senator, is it better to have a word time and have a word for God to reveal something to your spirit?
Amen.
Before you even start praying.
Amen.
I'm telling you, that's why I said we wait upon God. You wait by understanding the word of God, listen to messages that has to do with the issue. Men that will give you faith in your heart and your spirit. So that when you begin to speak, you are saying the same thing. You are saying the same thing. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 to 6. Let's quickly get there.
2 Corinthians 10, 26.
10, 3 to 6.
For though we walk in the flesh,
mm-hmm.
we do not war after the flesh.
Uh-huh.
For the weapons of our warfare
mm-hmm.
are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds.
Mm-hmm.
Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ.
So our weapons that we are talking about, our weapons is our mouth. It's in our mouth. Because if you look at the issues you're talking about, it's saying that we are casting down imaginations. Let me tell you, some thoughts, if you don't speak to yourself, it will not go. He said, you will die. A thought comes, you will die. This sickness will kill you. If you like, be quiet. If you like, don't talk, don't say anything. Because you need to say what God said. To take hold of that thought.
Amen.
And bring that thought down. Or else, that thought will manifest itself. See what you have done. The thought has allowed you to say what it's but you're not saying what God wants you to say.
Amen.
Am I preaching?
Mm.
We have to come out of, you see, it's a language of the spirit. We speak faith. So it means that we have to get used to the fact that the way, I said, our prayer is not only talking to God. Prayer is your confession. It's your confession. Jesus, he saw Lazarus' tomb. Jesus said,
Lazarus.
He said, I'm only saying it's because of them. Can you imagine?
He said, I'm only saying
We believe you've been blessed by today's message. Join us same time next week for the continuation of this message. For more information, please contact us on +233 243 730 537. Worship with us at the Christian Council Auditorium, Osu. If you have never received salvation, if you have never received Jesus into your life, if you have never experienced this life of Christ we're talking about, then this is your moment. Say these words: O Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe He died to save me. I believe God raised Him from the dead and He is alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life. From this day and by my faith in Him, I receive eternal life into my heart and into my spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have eternal life now. I am a child of God. I am born again.